we're winding up our summer camp, and we're looking at school starting in just a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So we have the after school, the before and after school program at Vandenboom now. So once school starts on the 7th, the kids can come as early as 6:30 in the morning. We feed them breakfast, get them on the bus, get them to school. And after school, they can come and they can ride the bus back, and we'll feed them a snack, help them with their homework, do some activities until mom and dad can pick them up.
Now, a program like this, you obviously want folks to let you know they're coming.
Yep, they do have to pre-register, but day to day, it can be hit or miss. You know, they don't have to book a certain number of days, but they have to pre-register, so we have their emergency information and things like that.
And again, you know, really, when it boils right down to it, that's what it's really all about, is the fact is you want to provide that safe environment that mom and dad and the kids can trust.
Absolutely. An older elementary kid could go home. You know, they probably could keep themselves safe, but they'll be definitely safe with us, and they'll be doing things that are enriching.
And I was about to say, the other side of that coin, and mom and dad, don't tell the kids this. This actually is an extension of the educational day.
Yeah, you know, we don't have a TV that we use for that kind of purpose. You know, no kids are going to come and sit in front of the TV with us. They have activities for homework help. They have, we have a computer lab, so they can do some computer work in a safe place. They do a lot of science. We still have our garden going, so there's still lots of work out there to be done and lots of learning just in the active environment.
Any more surprise radish reactions, or are we settled down on those?
No, but that same kid came in the other day with a potato, and he said, is this a potato or a radish? And I said, it's definitely a potato.
Was okay. It a red potato by
chance? It was. It was a red potato. But he wasn't going to be tricked into that again.
But here's the funny thing. You know, we joke about that, but that kid just learned something.
Absolutely. And he didn't learn it from, you know, sitting in front of a book or writing things off of the board. He learned it from out there in the garden itself.
Now, obviously, like we said, the parents need to have the information and everything. What's the best way for mom and dad to let you know they want to be a part of things?
They can call us at Vandenboom at 906-273-1121, or they can check out the website, www.ymcamqt.org.
Talk a little bit about the after-school programs. We didn't really cover the full age range on that before we get to the next thing here. That is for what group of kids we're looking at?
Sure. From about ages 5 through 12, typically kindergarten through 6th grade.
Okay. So that is for that, but we wanted to specifically dive into what's going on with the kindergartners, because there's some exciting times for them, not only their first year of school, but they can tie in with you folks as well.
They sure can. Currently in the Marquette Public School District, they offer kindergarten 2.5 days per week. So we have taken that as an opportunity to provide additional enrichment programming for our kindergarten age children. We are opening up a new room in our building soon for kindergarten age children to come on those other 2.5 days. They will be taught by a licensed teacher and a teaching assistant, and it will just expand and enrich upon their kindergarten curriculum.
I like the fact that it's referred to as an enrichment program and not school, because even a kindergarten, they know.
Well, it's definitely not school. They have a public school teacher doing that, but by putting another licensed teacher in there, we can ensure that we are working alongside the school curriculum and supporting them, because the public school teachers know what they're doing, and then our licensed teacher is also aware of what's being taught in kindergarten, so we can teach them appropriate things.
So it goes hand in hand with what they're learning in the classroom. How? What are some of the things that you're looking at for these kids in those 2.5 days?
Well, I don't know how it was when you were in kindergarten, but when I was in kindergarten, we were learning the letters with the letter people. Today, the kindergarten curriculum is a little more stringent. A lot of kindergarten kids are learning how to read. And to learn to read, it takes a lot of practice with phonemic awareness, rhyming and letter sounds and things. So they're working on that during their school day. And when they come to us, we're going to work on those too. And we're going to work on it in a fun, developmentally appropriate way.
I remember naps.
I just had flashbacks
and treats.
Mrs. Gorschel's in 1972.
Those little alphabet people.
Yeah.
The little cards with the
I had Miss A.
Yeah.
She said, achoo.
Wow.
You're killing me here.
So, things
See,
are
when
more...
when we were in kindergarten, they had just developed the alphabet. So more difficult. Okay, we're not that old.
Okay, well, but, you know, there was 24 letters in the alphabet at that time.
But it's continuing the learning, but doing it obviously in a way where they're not in school, per se.
Yes. a little bit more structured than a typical daycare, which a lot of kids have to go to when they're not in kindergarten because their parents are working. A little more structured, a little more focused on academic learning, but still in a fun way.
You get them out and about a little bit as well?
Oh, we go outside twice a day, weather permitting, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. We think it's really important at the Y to get out and do some physical activity.
So that is something else mom and dad probably need to let you know about.
Absolutely. That's a pre-registration too. They can call 906-273-1121 or check out the website.
What else we got going on here? I know that as the fall kind of revs up here with the Y, there's all sorts of added programs and probably stuff that's outside of your wheelhouse a little bit here, but you are in the Y, so I'm sure you're a little bit in the know. What else
Absolutely.
Can folks can expect?
Well, summer programming for kids runs all day, but now that we're going back to school, that summer programming will shift, or the fall programming will shift more to the evening and the weekends. But they can still do their swim lessons. There's still art classes going on. Lots of fitness things happening. They just have to check out the website to see what's available.
Yeah, that's really the key to the whole thing is just know what's happening, know what your kids' interests are, and I'm sure there's something you've got for them.
There is. Everything from art to football.
It is kind of interesting when you mention, you know, fitness and that sort of thing. I think that a lot of people, I remember when the whole Y was started, the concept was started here in the area. I think a lot of people looked at it that way as
another gym,
gym or an exercise facility. And there's so much more now that the Y is looking at in terms of, especially with education and youth, but even of all ages.
That is absolutely true. For a long time, the Y in Marquette has been a swim and gym type of facility.
And a good one.
Absolutely. Yeah. But we are now coming in line with Ys across the country and doing other things, service learning, social responsibility type activities, and a lot of youth development.
And we have been misspeaking because the national edict now is to refer to it as the Y.
Ah, yes.
So old habits die hard. But, you know, we were around when they developed the alphabet. We like to use as many letters as we possibly can. So,
all four of them.
And the website for folks that have not been there is exactly what?
www.ymcamqt.org.